Welcome to the Fantasy Football Foursome. The Foursome answer your questions about players to pick up, players to drop, weekly matchups, injury reports, and current trends in fantasy football. Now, here's the host of the Fantasy Football Foursome, John Jennings.
Good Saturday morning. Week 5 of the NFL season is upon us, and it is time for the Fantasy Football Foursome. This show comes to you every week by these great sponsors. That's the United States Marine Corps, ACC Midwest Transportation, Ruff's Wings and Sports Bar, and West Central Trophies. Holy smokes. Already week 5. Let's talk to who's on the show today. Go ahead, Eric.
My name is Eric LeRatten from Hutchinson, Minnesota. I got a 2-week win streak in the Loon League, and I'm coming for Lyle.
Justin.
Yeah, most things are right with the world. I'm tied for first in the division in the Loon League, one of the highest points scored on the season. And I like the way my teams look pretty much across the board. Definitely better than I did last week. I'm feeling good.
Go ahead, Lyle.
Lyle Dickman in Litchfield, Minnesota, and 3-1, so a good start in the Loon League, but I did just get DJ Moore on Thursday night, so got an uphill battle, but I think we're still in good shape to keep it at the top of the Loon standings.
Well, my name is John Jennings. Yes, 2 in a row in the Loon League, and it feels pretty good, although I am hurting bye-week blues already for me this week, but at least we're getting it out of the way. I am starting people like Tajay Spears this week. Make Michael Wilson, Marvin Mims have to come out of the closet and be on the team. So I'm not feeling real good about this week. Anyway, for the next hour, we're going to be talking fantasy football, all there is out there, including DFS. And our goal is to help you win your league. And if you have any questions, anything we can help you with, shoot us a text, 320-434-1234. And it's time for the ACC Midwest Transportation Injury Report. Joe Burrow, calf is getting better, but yuck, what's going on with the Bengals? He should be out there this week. Matt Stafford had a hip pointer, no concerns there. Derek Carr in your deeper leagues, AC sprain in his throwing shoulder, maybe goes out there. Maybe it's Jameis Winston time. I don't know. Deshaun Watson had a shoulder bruise, cleared to play, chose to sit in week 4. He is on bye this week, but should be back for week 6. Kyler Murray, for you, those of you holding on to him, he's likely to return week 7 or 8. Saquon Barkley, high ankle sprain confirmed. He's got some trouble with cutting. He probably is going to be out week 5. Keep an eye out tomorrow for that. Aaron Jones, hamstring, right about 100%, low injury concerns. He's not doing too much for you either. Breece Hall, no more restrictions, according to the head coach there in New York. Could be a breakout game in week 5. Jonathan Taylor could return in week 5. Don't know what that load will be like. Ramondre Stevenson has a new quad injury, probably okay. Damian Pierce, minor knee injury, should play. Kyren Williams has a hip pointer, but he should be out there for week 5. Miles Sanders is banged up with a groin, and he's losing work to Chuba Hubbard. Yikes. Cooper Kupp back out on the field for the Rams, could possibly play this week. Amon-Ra St. Brown now has an abdomen injury, not really practicing this week, but he says he's going to play. Devontae Adams could have a shoulder injury, probably going to be limited this week. T. Higgins, rib fracture, he's probably going to miss 2 to 4 weeks. Christian Watson should be a top 25er. If he can stay healthy, he should be out there in a full go this week. Pat Freiermuth for the tight end mandatory starts. Hamstring, probably out 2 to 3 weeks. And Mr. Pfizer, Travis Kelce. Well, that knee's about 100%. We'll see what happens against the Purple this week. Well, Thursday night football. Oh, boy. Justin, so the Bears. If we remember last year, Justin Fields was awful weeks 1 through 4. And then weeks 5 through 17, I think he averaged 23 points a game. Is this guy just a bad 4-week quarterback? What's going on here in Chicago?
A little bit is, remember, he started his career out with some pretty bad coaching. And it's hard for even veteran quarterbacks to go through coordinator changes and different systems. And he's settling in. I mean, Eric and I watched a game together last night. He made some throws that, I mean, they were dimes. They were some nice throws under pressure. There were quick reads. I mean, DJ Moore went off and took a couple of those passes. But that's what having a legit number one receiver does for you, which he hasn't had until now. So Listen, I have a couple different bets with Jack in regards to Justin Fields. So I loved seeing it. I thought it was he played really well.
Wow, the Commanders. Real roller coaster ride. I didn't get a chance to see the game, but man, they should have performed better against a struggling Bears defense.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest shock, that they didn't get their ground game going. They kind of gave up on it. I think Brian Robinson only had 6 carries, so, and then they just threw the ball 50 sometimes, and I'm not sure that's a formula for success if you're a Washington team that you want Sam Howell winging the ball around 50-plus times a game, but it was kind of the game script. I mean, when you're down 27-3, I think, at half, I mean, that can happen to you, but in general, if Washington doesn't run the ball, I don't see them winning very many games.
Did you see flashes of Kirk Cousins there? You know, the garbage time crap. I mean, Kirk Cousins is the best garbage time quarterback ever, but this might be the second best.
Blake Bortles could give him a run too, I think. Blake Bortles was pretty garbage time.
It's the same Washington team that just took Philadelphia to overtime last week, you know, but this is early season NFL now.
Yeah, for sure. Kirk Cousins spotted at a Minnesota Twins game. Just showed up, bought tickets. Nobody knew who he was. Love that.
How sweet was that? Closing out the series against Jose Berrios. I mean, that was, you know, we don't get a lot of those twists of fate here in Minnesota following our sports team. So.
For sure.
Yeah, the quick hook after he throws 3 1/3 scoreless as well. So it's pretty good move over there on the Toronto side.
Well, and before we close out this segment, Sky Point to the legendary Dick Butkus. In my opinion, one of the top five, not just best linebackers, one of the top five football players to ever go out on the field, sadly passes away at the age of 80. All right, we're going to come back, talk daily fantasy news and strategy. It's the Fantasy Football Foursome on the Loon. Thanks for joining us on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Time to talk daily fantasy news and strategy. Talk to me about some quarterbacks you're seeing this week for your daily fantasy, Eric.
You know, I'm probably going to spend the top dollar. He's about $1,000 less than Mahomes, but Tagovailoa, I mean, he's going to have a beast game against the Giants. The Giants, who are like, I don't know, they're like historically bad this year. So, and coming off of a big loss, only scoring 20 points last week, I see big things for Miami this week. If you have Tua, or I'd obviously put Hill in there because Tyreek Hill might have 300 yards.
Tyreek Hill fined $6,000 for not wearing socks last week. Justin, quarterbacks.
Yeah, we were just talking about it, and I was able to make on-the-spot adjustment. But I'm going with Kirk Cousins because I have kind of a stack play. I like him this week for a little bit less money, a little bit more of a value play. I'll roll the dice on Jordan Love playing against Las Vegas for $5,800.
Quarterbacks, Lyle.
Had two guys on the list, Tua at $7,100 and Jordan Love, $5,800 versus a terrible, terrible Vegas defense. They only have Max Crosby. Everything else on that defense is pretty much trash.
Well, all right, I'm going to throw out some different names here, and I don't know if I'm ready to spend them, put these guys out there in cash, but probably GPP. Now, I'm not smoking anything. There are no fumes in this room, noxious fumes. I'm going to throw out the name Zach Wilson for $4,900. Here's why. They're playing Denver. I shouldn't have to say anymore. If you are a football fan and understand, Wilson didn't look that bad last week. He comes up against Denver at $4,900. I don't mind that as a play this week. And Ryan Tannehill, $4,900, playing against Indianapolis. There is nobody in their secondary that can legally rent a car. That they're not young enough, or they're not old enough, excuse me. That is a terrible secondary in Indianapolis, and I like those two guys as value plays. Hit me with a running back, Justin.
Well, I don't do this often, John, but for the love of God, don't play Ryan Tannehill. Don't do it. Put somebody in that is listed as out in your flex spot if you have to get a better quarterback than Ryan Tannehill. Otherwise, I agreed with everything else you said.
Thank you.
Running back, this is purely gut. There's no real reason for me to have this feeling. But I like Breece Hall this week against Denver. I think this is week five, right? We're coming into. I think this is a week. It's a bad defense. And I think Dalvin Cook's doing nothing. And Zach Wilson is, you know, played a little bit better. But I like Breece Hall this week. $5,400. I don't think you're going to get him that cheap again after this.
Running back, Slough.
Well, I think the volume last week for Alvin Kamara was there. 24 touches. I think it was 13 catches for 33 yards or something weird like that. But if they're going to give him that much volume, $6,300 play for Kamara is pretty good. And I'll go out to DeAndre Swift for another one. 6,000. Here's his touch total, 31, 17, and 18 the last 3 weeks. If he gets anywhere close to that, he's a great volume play.
Eric, running backs.
You know, I'm probably going to go with Pacheco with Kansas City going against the Vikings because the Vikings are awful. Their defense is awful, and they love to give big plays up to running backs. And this guy is like a big playmaker. That's what he does. It's you don't want to let him get in the open field. So I think Pacheco takes us for quite a few fantasy points this week.
Value running backs on my sheet. Breece Hall was one of them. $5,400, I think, is a bargain, especially now that they took the restrictions off of him. I don't mind Madison against the Chiefs at $5,700. And then Jaleel McLaughlin is more than likely going to get the load in Denver this week. He's only $5,000. Yes, they play the Jets. Yes, that's a tough matchup. But I think there's a decent floor for him at $5,000. I don't think he's going to be owned that much. Wide receivers, Lyle.
I'm going to go with an oldie but a goodie, Adam Thielen. $5,100 on DraftKings. He's had 25 catches the last 3 weeks. He's pretty much the only pass-catching option they have in a very strange Carolina offense. But I'll suit him up, get him in the lineup.
Eric.
You know, I like for $4,900, very cheap. This is kind of going with one of Lyle's guys. I would never pick a Packer on purpose. But I'm going to go with Dobbs because Dobbs has been beast this year. I mean, 3 out of 4 games, he's had over 20 fantasy points. I think after 4 weeks, John, it's not a fluke. It's not, it's consistent after 4 weeks of football. You can kind of see what's going to happen. And they're trying to get Dobbs the ball over there in Green Bay.
For sure. Justin, wide receivers.
Well, this is where I got the stack. I put Jefferson, JJ in there with Kirk Cousins. And then the two value receivers. I'll roll the dice on Wilson in Arizona. He's only $3,700. Cincinnati is playing bad football right now. And Dobbs has looked surprisingly good at quarterback. And there's a connection there. And then Jalen Hyatt, his targets went way up last week. He was on the field, ran quite a few more routes playing against Miami. $3,600. I mean, this is for two spots I could save a ton of money for my next play at tight end, which we'll get to. So Jalen Hyatt, take a flyer on him as well.
I got John, you can get Tua and Hill for $200 cheaper than Jefferson and Cousins.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, they're attacking that 52 over under for that's interesting. I guess I didn't even look at that. Probably because my eyes are always fixed on the $3,000 guys instead of the good guys. So I'll throw some value plays out there. The most expensive being Tyler Boyd, Cincinnati versus Arizona. Yes, I know the Cincinnati passing attack hasn't been much, but $4,500 and he steps right into the T. Higgins role. At $3,700, I don't mind Josh Downs from Indianapolis. Tennessee can stop the run. They can't stop the pass, and he is turning into one of the favorites to catch the ball out there in Indianapolis. And then the value pick for me is Wandale Robinson. The Giants are going to have to throw, clearly, against Miami. He had like 26% of the targets last week. He just got healthy. Shifty cat who can run the ball, catch the ball, gadget guy, $3,000. I think that's almost where I would start with all my lineups is putting him in there and saving a lot of money. Let's go to tight ends. Eric, what do you got?
Yeah, it's crazy to see Kansas City and Minnesota at the top of every single position, you know, so they're obviously expecting lots of points in that Kansas City, Minnesota game. You know, I'm probably spending the money here and I'm going at least I like Mark Andrews. He's going up against Pittsburgh. You got a rivalry game. Andrews looking like the guy we thought he was going to be. And against the Pittsburgh Steelers, he always has a big game. So I'm going with Andrews. Spending $5,500, you're saving $1,000 on TJ Hockenson. So, I mean, $1,000 less than TJ, that's a value pick.
Yeah, I agree with that. Justin.
So I initially had Mahomes, Kelce as a sack, and I'm okay with that too. But I'm getting Kelce in here. Mahomes had a terrible game last week. And Kelsey didn't have a huge game either. And I think that they both bounce back in a big way this week. It'll be a little bit quieter for them, you know, outside of football. So I like Kelsey. I spent the money.
Wow.
I like Sam Laporta, $5,000. Save a little bit of money off the top guys because he is heavily involved in that Lions offense. He's getting 7-8 touches or targets each week. Or you go a little cheaper, Zacher, it's $3,500, and he's the second most targeted tight end in football.
Yeah, every single guy all three of you brought up, I had on my list. Every single one of them. And then my last guy, I mean, I love Kelsey. I love Ertz, Laporte. Andrews, I think, is an unbelievable value at $5,500. The last guy, if you need to save some money, $4,100, is Tyler Higbee from the Rams going up against Philadelphia. I don't know. I don't know if I'd do the 41. I'd probably either do Andrews or I'd either do Ertz or Kelsey if I had all the money. Defenses, let's roll through them, Justin.
I'm taking the Cardinals, baby, at home against a broken Bengals offense, a hobbled Joe Burrow, no T. Higgins. Joe Mixon is looking meh. That offensive line is a disaster. Mm-hmm. And this Arizona defense has kept them in every game almost. So the $2,800. I mean, I go all the way to the bottom, and that's where I start looking for my defense every week.
Absolutely right, Lyle.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Miami. That Giants team is horrible, and $3,600 for Miami. They're one of the best defensive units, big play unit. I think they find a way to maybe get a defensive score this week.
Eric, what do you got?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to agree with Lyle's take on this. I mean, with Miami, they're kind of a they got blown up last week by Buffalo, and they seem like the team that comes back out. They're going to have something to prove. They're going to be playing with the lead. And when you're playing with the lead and the other team starts passing the ball a lot, you get turnovers and sacks. So I'm going with Miami, 100% Miami in this.
Patriots taking on the Saints, $3,100. That's a little intriguing. I got a feeling after last week, they might have gotten quite a pep talk from Coach Belichick. Saints offense isn't very good, and it could be Jameis. I don't need to say any more. It could be Jameis out there. $3,100, but if you really, really need to save money at $2,400, it's the Titans taking on the Colts. Titans can stop the run. They'd probably have to force Anthony Richardson to throw, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. What are you expecting out of a $2,400 defense? You're expecting to be able to put Kelsey and Mahomes and Justin Jefferson in your lineup. All right, we will come back and talk United States Marine Corps waiver wire warriors right here on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Hey, if we can help you in any way, shape, or form, shoot us a text, 320-434-1234. Don't forget that free 94.1 The Loon app. If we go extra long, because Nate Thomas only allows me an hour, if we go extra long, we send it over to the app, and you can listen to it. How would they say it in the news? Raw and uncensored. Anyway, time to talk United States Marine Corps waiver wire warriors. There's some value out there. Eric, talk quarterbacks.
Yeah, the obvious one was C.J. Stroud. If he wasn't already owned, prior to this week, he was available in 95% of leagues. He has now been picked up in roughly 35%. Still available in about 40% of leagues. This guy's numbers are ridiculous. I don't even have to go over them for you, but he's in the 20s each and every week, and I don't know where Houston came out of. I didn't see this coming, but this guy is a fantasy dream, and he's available again in 40% of leagues.
He's about to smash. If it keeps going this way, he will smash Andrew Luck's rookie passing record. Justin, quarterbacks?
Yeah, talked about him earlier. I'm going to go with Joshua Dobbs out in Arizona. He's had 20-plus fantasy points in two of his last three games. All three have been double-digit points. He had two touchdowns in his last games. He's been running the ball, and his carries have doubled each week. 3 in week 2, 6 carries in week 3, and then 12 carries last week. And he's gotten 40-plus yards in all 3 weeks on the ground. So he could sneak you a rushing touchdown as well. And he's available in 70% of leagues. So I picked him up in my 1-2 QB league just in case. So I like him this week. Good start against Cincinnati.
Lyle, quarterbacks.
Yeah, there's still so many guys out there that just need to be rostered. These guys don't necessarily have to be in your lineup, but you have to pick some of these guys up. Jordan Love is quarterback 6. He's still available in 30% of leagues. Brock Purdy is quarterback 11. He's available in 30% of leagues. C.J. Stroud, you guys mentioned, even Geno Smith. These are guys that should be on rosters over guys like Daniel Jones and Matthew Stafford and Kenny Pickett and Sam Howell. I mean, just pick these guys up.
Last one I'll throw out there. And again, now, like during the bye week, let's say you have Geno Smith and Justin Herbert and you don't want to get rid of either one of them, then maybe it is a Zach Wilson week, 1 week plug and play. I mean, only in a situation like that where you are in deep trouble. I am not going to say Ryan Tannehill for your regular cash games or your regular fantasy football, but maybe some Zach Wilson this week against Denver, but only if it is dire straits for you. Running backs, Justin.
I am going to go with Chuba Hubbard for the Carolina Panthers. He's available in 82% of leagues. Miles Sanders banged up. He's been limited in practice. He was dealing with one injury, and now he's got the groin injury last week. And Chuba Hubbard looked better. He looked significantly better than Miles Sanders did last week. So it's thin. All right, listeners, the waiver wire is very thin at running back. Mm-hmm. It's a guy that's available in over 80% of leagues that I'm giving you that could get you a touchdown or end up leading the team in touches out of the backfield this week.
Lyle, running backs.
Yeah, I'm going to go for handcuffs again this week. So these are guys that are out there, and you have like a Christian McCaffrey, a Henry, a Tony Pollard. I'm picking up Elijah Mitchell, Tajay Spears, and Rico Dowdle. I'm just picking those guys up because if any of those guys go down, you have an RB2 waiting in the wings.
There's quite a trio of names. Sounds like a radio morning show. Eric, running backs.
God, John, these guys' teams are so bad that they can put these scrubs on their bench. I mean, come on, boys. I'm going to give you a little Jaleel McLaughlin. Now, this isn't a guy you're going into starting. He's no different than Justin's take on Hubbard. You're not putting Hubbard in your starting lineup, but it's not a bad idea to get him on your bench. McLaughlin had a big game last week. He's young. Denver is – who knows what's happening in Denver, and he could steal the touches, and again, you want one of those difference makers on your bench that could possibly do something for you. I like Jaleel McLaughlin to be that guy.
I like him this week, too. Javonte Williams may play, but still, I think he's a good stash guy. The only other stash guy I would tell you about is Ronnie Rivers, L.A. Rams, and that is just because Kyren Williams – I don't know how Kyren Williams can take this entire workload season long. And if he goes down, you want, of course, the next guy up. And if they're going to get that type of work, and it's Ronnie Rivers, he's available. Trust me, available in 97% of leagues. But that's a stash guy. That's a bench guy. That's not a start guy. Wide receivers, Lyle.
Well, Tyler Boyd, I think he's probably the easiest one to pick up for me just because he's 50% available. And he's had 24 targets the last 3 weeks. But that Bengals offense is just not real efficient right now. But it just takes one trip to the end zone to make a Boyd a legit play this week.
Eric.
Yeah, with Higgins out, Lyle, he's the number two. I mean, so Boyd's the obvious pickup this week if you need a starter. But I like Romeo Doubs. I mentioned him in the, you know, before. He's been picked up in like 30% of leagues. I've had him starting in a league as of last week. So everybody, you know, look at my squad. Usually you can kind of see who you should have picked up the week before. But Doubs, you know, he's available still in 40% of leagues, and he should be owned in 95% of leagues. Go look at his numbers. They are ridiculous, and there's no reason why this guy's on the waiver wire in your league.
Justin.
Yeah, people are afraid, like, Christian Watson's just going to dominate, I guess, like, receptions, but that's not his role. Dobbs should be the number one. I don't think I'm in any leagues where he's been on the waiver wire at, like, once this season, but he's out there, grab him. I will give you Michael Wilson. Talked about him during daily play. He could listen. There is no reason he could end up finishing the season as Arizona's number one receiver. Hollywood Brown is a good receiver. He's not a great receiver. Michael Wilson, he's available in 80% of leagues right now, and his targets are going up. He's had double digit points in each of the last 2 weeks. 7 for 76 last week and 2 touchdowns. I mean, he's probably on your waiver wire right now, and you can add him for free. So I would go, if you need a receiver, if you have nothing on your bench, go pick up Michael Wilson.
Yeah, bye week blues, same deal. If it's a deeper league or a deeper bench situation, I like Wandale Robinson. Talked about him earlier. He's available in 95% of leagues. you can't deny 26% of the targets. And yeah, they're coming from Daniel Jones, but remember, they're going to have to throw a lot this week against Miami. I think Rashee Rice is going to be the guy in Kansas City, but I don't know. It's such a carousel out there. No clue what's going on there, but Rashee Rice, if you want to give it a spin of the wheel, you know, he's going to be available in 84% of leagues. Oh boy, everyone's favorite topic, Eric, tight end wasteland. What do you got?
Yeah, you know, the no-brainer pickup is Jake Ferguson. Jake Ferguson's had 7 targets, 3 out of 4 games, so he's targeted a lot. He's actually made double-digit fantasy points 3 out of 4 games, with one of them being a 10-pointer. So I like Jake Ferguson. And then Zach Ertz, I'm going to give you 2 because I'm going to steal all the players that are good out there from these guys. And Zach Ertz, he's still available also in 40% of leagues. I don't understand why Zach Ertz isn't owned in all leagues as a tight end. I mean, this guy should not only be started, he should be on everybody's team, but he can be started. I mean, again, save 10 fantasy points for Zach Ertz, and that's pretty good for a tight end.
Justin.
So just keep an eye on your waiver wires at all times. Somebody tried to sneak Sam Laporta through waivers in one of my leagues this week right before the games, and I picked him up. And then literally yesterday, Cole Kmet was just sitting there for free. And I have Freiermuth, who's probably not going to play. So I just grabbed him and played him last night and got me a touchdown. I'm going to give you the same guy I gave you last week, Hunter Henry. He's still available in 43% of leagues. He is the tight end 5 on the season, and it's not because of one blow-up game. He is safe, right? I mean, it's not sexy by any means, but he is double-digit points in his first 2 games, kind of a dud against the Jets, but it's the Jets. And then Dallas, who has one of the best defenses, 451, 9 points. That's solid performance on your tight end against Dallas defense. So Hunter Henry, if he's out there, I would grab him.
Lyle.
Those are all the names. Kmet, Ferguson, Henry, Ertz. Yeah. And if those are the 4 that you – I missed out on a couple of these guys because I have Freiermuth as well. Those are all guys I would be looking to add.
Who's the best tight end in Atlanta? Well, last week it was Jonnu Smith, if you want to roll the dice on that. 6 targets, 6 receptions, 95 yards, no score, but – I don't know, man. The Kyle Pitts experiment. Interesting stat. Devon Achan in 2 games scored more touchdowns than Kyle Pitts has in his entire career. Okay. Let's quick run through defenses. Kick it off, Justin.
I'm going to give you the Colts against Tennessee. It's not a great offense. The Colts are the 12th ranked defense. They've had points in every single game this season on the defensive side of the ball. And it's a pretty good matchup. And you can pick them up right now. They're available in 83% of leagues.
Wow.
So I'll give you a Colts.
Go ahead, Lyle.
Not very often you're going to recommend the Detroit Lions, but I think this is now the time to pick them up. They're available in about 40% of leagues, and they get Carolina. I think this is the matchup everybody's looking for every week now. Pick up the defense Carolina's playing every week.
Yeah, it's a rough squad, Eric.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going by availability, I mean, again, hate to keep agreeing with Lyle because make him sound like he knows what he's talking about, but the Giants, you know, the Lions, who got 12 points last week, played a horrible Carolina. They're going to get some safe fantasy points. I mean, with defenses, sometimes you just don't want to be in the negative. I know how John loves defenses that get negative points. So,
my favorite. I think
they're a safe, you know, 7 to 10 points, and that's you want just a defense that's going to be in the positive.
Yeah, you know, you guys hit them all. I actually did pick up the Lions this week. All right, time for Trenchum and Benchum. We're going to talk about the remaining games for week 5 of the NFL season, and we'll be back with more on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Final segment for the Fantasy Football Foursome. Hey, if we can help you out in your lineups or trades or anything that's going on, shoot us a text. 320-434-1234. Don't forget to download that free 94.1 The Loon Fantasy Foot, or the 94.1 The Loon app. Go to the Fantasy Football Foursome. As of late, we've been going a little long on these games, so the extra audio that we're not putting on the air rolls over to the app, and you can hear all of the breakdowns. Time for Trenchum and Benchum. Let's talk about the remaining games for week 5. Eric, Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in England. Jacksonville, back-to-back England games against Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo, after a big win against Miami, who I don't think many people picked him to win that game, and they absolutely destroyed Miami in that game. So who am I putting in the trenches on the Buffalo side? Well, Josh Allen, he's in there each and every week. Obviously, Stephon Diggs. I mean, that guy is a top five receiver, never comes out of your lineup. James Cook, he's having a great year. He's consistent 15 fantasy points each and every week, so he's an RB number one. I don't even mind a little Gabe Davis as a sexy flexi after 15 points last week. That's a big game for a guy who, you know, wasn't drafted or was drafted way late. So Gabe Davis, I don't mind him in there. That's it on the Buffalo side. I don't mind that Buffalo defense as well. They looked really good against Miami last week, and I think they definitely get some points against Jacksonville. Who am I putting on the Jacksonville side? Well, I am not putting Trevor Anderson there with any kind of, like, I mean, if you have to play him, you have to play him, but I am guessing you have better options than Trevor Anderson at this point. Hopefully you grow the waiver wire. Or Trevor Lawrence, sorry about that. Travis Etienne Jr., you're going to have him in the trenches each and every week. Calvin Ridley, after having a big first week, he's kind of came back down to earth. So he's a sexy, flexy wide receiver number two. And then Christian Kirk and Zay Jones, they're both maybe flex options if you're desperate. But I have both those guys on my bench.
Buffalo favored by 5.5. Lyle, Houston, Atlanta.
Hey, Houston, they're resurgent. They're as good as they've been in maybe like 3 years. So got to enjoy some fantasy gold with these Houston Texans now. C.J. Stroud, I think you can play him. I think he's probably top 10 quarterback at this point in the season. So if you need some bye week help, C.J. Stroud, get him in the lineup. I'm also putting Damian Pierce in the trenches. He finally bounced back from a slow start here. I think he's still a safe RB2. And this is, I think, where their offense really takes off. They have Nico Collins, who is right now wide receiver 7. I don't think he is a true wide receiver 1 by the end of the year, but I think he is a safe wide receiver 2 and a great wide receiver 3 if he's your number 3 on your pecking order. And then I think you're playing Tank Dell. He had his first real rough week last week. I think he bounces back and gets back into that double-digit fantasy point production this week. As for Jack's Atlanta Falcons, I mean, this is just a rough go here. Desmond Ridder is sapping everyone's fantasy value. So you're pretty much only going to play Bijan Robinson because you drafted him in the first round, and you have to. But I think everybody else, Drake London, Tyler Allgeier, and Kyle Pitts, I think they're all on your bench.
Atlanta favored by 1.5, which shocked me when I saw that line. I see they're at home, but I don't think it matters that much. Justin, Carolina, Detroit.
Oh, all right. Adam Thielen is wide receiver 11 on the season. In his last 3 straight games have been 14 or more fantasy points. He's in your lineup. You have to put him in there. And that's it. You're probably trenching Miles Sanders as a flex or an RB just because of the no man's land that the running back position is. But he's been terrible. Been terrible all season. He is averaging less than 2 yards a carry. Whether it's injury or not, the last 2 weeks, he has not looked good. I genuinely think Chuba Hubbard outscores him in this, but I don't want to start any of them. I'm staying away from all of them if I can. On the Detroit side of the ball, it's a little bit more exciting. I have no problem playing Jared Goff. He's been solid. I'm on Ross St. Brown. You put him in your lineup, even with the toe injury. David Montgomery, obviously, he's going in the trenches. This man is running aggressive, and he's getting touchdowns. So I'll throw him in the lineup. Jahmyr Gibbs, he's on my bench until he has at least one game, you know, where he shows that he should be in my starting lineup. He's on the bench, and he's going to stay there. I'll trench at Detroit Lions defense, and I'm absolutely trenching Sam LaPorta. And if he's sitting out there on your waiver wire right now, Jameson Williams coming back at his suspension reduced. I'm sure a ton of people picked him up, but he might be available. You can go grab him. He's staying on the bench also. But if you have the flexibility, I'd throw him on your bench as a stash for later. And that's it for this game, John.
Yeah, Williams available in almost, he's available in over 60% of leagues, Jameson Williams is. Detroit favored in that game by 10 points. I draw Tennessee versus Indianapolis. Well, not much going on here. Derrick Henry is a for sure start. Tajay Spears is not a start, but he should be rostered in all leagues. Derrick Henry, hey, going back to him, he might even get you a touchdown pass like he did last week. It was a vintage Derrick Henry game last week. He looked great. DeAndre Hopkins, you know, I was sitting there thinking this guy's a target vacuum. Week one, 13. Then 5 targets, 7 targets, and 6 targets. Hasn't broken 100 yards yet this year. Right now, the 55th ranked wide receiver. And on name value alone, you're starting this guy. But really, he's just a flex play is all he is right now. I'm not touching Treylon Burks. I'm not touching Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. Chigakwonko, we hope that maybe someday he'll do something fabulous, I guess. But leave him on the bench this week. And like I said earlier, I'm not really afraid of starting the Tennessee defense this week against Indianapolis. And speaking of them, you're starting Anthony Richardson. He's looked great. Zach Moss has really had a nice year. Jonathan Taylor, if he suits up, you still bench him. He would be on a limited carry situation. Zach Moss has looked very good. I don't see much happening for Jonathan Taylor. If they do play him, they're just going to try and trade him, is what I see. Michael Pittman is a wide receiver 3 or a flex play. And Josh Downs, if you're in a 20-team league, is a flex play for you. And that's about all I see. Tennessee favored by 2.5. Eric, New York Giants, Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, John, lots of offense on one side, not so much on the other. So we'll start with the Miami side of the ball where we got at least minimal 6 starters. We got Tyreek Hill. He must be in there. Tua Tagovailoa, A-Chain. He's a running back number 1, along with Mostert's a running back 1/2. We got Jalen Waddle you want to have in there, that Miami defense. I don't even mind having Braxton Berrios as a sexy flexi, because if you want a little bit of this Miami action, that's probably where you have to go if you don't have one of these other guys. And then Jeff Wilson Jr., make sure you got him on your bench. I mean, this is a guy coming off the IR, and you never know what could happen in the running back game there in Miami. But if someone gets hurt, you're going to want some of that action. So I like picking up Wilson Jr. coming off the injury this week. As far as New York Giants are concerned, I am not playing Daniel Jones. Holy crap, is that guy awful. I mean, to watch, every once in a while he gets some runs, he'll get some fantasy points, but it's grueling watching a guy who literally struggles to get one touchdown in a game some games. It's bad. So put him on the bench. Saquon Barkley, you're going to want to watch to make sure he plays, but if he's in there, he's definitely got to be in your lineup. So if he's in there, that's pretty much all they have, John. And then Darren Waller, don't mind him as a tight end. Benching everybody else in New York.
Chance of storms in the forecast in Miami, favored by 10.5 points. Lyle, New Orleans, New England.
Yeah, there's not a lot of fantasy options here in this one, and it gets a little tricky with Derek Carr. He's still battling this AC joint sprain, and with his numbers last week, he had 37 attempts and only got 127 yards. So there's not a lot of fantasy options that are going to be ripe for the picking here. I think you still do have to play Alvin Kamara, a volume base play. I think he's a safe RB2. He did touch the ball 24 times last week. I think you got to play him. And I think Chris Olave is in the trenches for sure, too. He's wide receiver number 28 right now, but he hasn't found the end zone. That just seems inevitable that Derek Carr finally figures out a way to get Olave some more volume. I'm not playing Michael Thomas or Rashid Shaheed. I think those are guys that belong on your bench. And definitely going to play the New Orleans defense. As for New England, Ramondre Stevenson, I have him in a league, and he has yet to really break out. He's averaging less than 3 yards a carry. I think you still got to keep playing him. I think that breakout comes this week, at least for fantasy purposes. I think he finds end zone, so he's a safe RB2. And then Hunter Henry in tight end mandatory leagues, I think you're playing him, but the Mac Jones-led offense is not very good, and so all the receivers belong on the bench. Do play that Patriots defense. I'm playing both defenses in this one.
New Orleans favored by a single point. Justin, Baltimore, Pittsburgh.
And the entirety of Mark Andrews' owners breathed a sigh of relief last week as he finally went off and had a game. A little sign of life from Lamar Jackson and him. Both of them are in the trenches this week. I don't mind Zay Flowers as a flex play this week against a bad Pittsburgh secondary, at least for fantasy purposes, against wide receiver. Gus Edwards, Justice Hill, flip the coin, and only as a desperation, as in like you have to play a running back and you don't have any other running backs on your roster. Until we know, or if we ever know, one of these guys is a primary. I don't mind that Ravens defense either. Pittsburgh's offense has just been misfiring all season so far. That's it on the Baltimore side of the ball. Let's head on over to Pittsburgh. And I don't really like anybody. I don't want to play Pickens this week, and I've been playing him. I've liked Pickens. I don't like it this week. I think Kenny Pickett's going to be hobbled. I don't like the running game hasn't done anything. Jalen Warren or Najee Harris. Yeah, I don't want to start any of them, but Pickens, Warren, Harris, low-grade flex, and that's it.
Chance of rain, Baltimore favored by 4.5 points. I get Cincinnati versus Arizona. Fellas, Joe Burrow, there are 32 teams in the NFL, and Joe Burrow is the 34th ranked fantasy football quarterback right now. What do you do? I don't think I start him this week. I can't believe I'm saying that. I think
You can't start him.
You can't. And I think next week is a bye week for Cincinnati. He needs to get that calf better. He is just playing like somebody who is really hurt. And I like the toughness.
John, I'd start the other quarterback in the game. I would start the other quarterback in that game over Joe Burrow this week.
Yep. No, I hear you there. Joe Mixon is a running back two or a flex play at best. Ja'Marr Chase is the only start. The only start you have to put out there. And he's getting upset if you caught any Twitter clips of him talking about how open he is, and I can't repeat those on Terrestrial FM. Tyler Boyd is a flex play this week if you've got some bye week blues because Higgins is hurt. Irv Smith has done absolutely nothing. It's just weird what's going on in Cincinnati right now. Over to Arizona, yeah, Josh Dobbs, if you got bye week blues, I'm not afraid to start him against the Bengals defense. James Conner is a running back too. Then it gets a little hairy at wide receiver. As Justin said earlier, Marquise Brown is a good receiver. He's just a good receiver. Probably going to get some targets for you, but Michael Wilson could potentially be the number one receiver in Arizona. And why is that a big deal? Well, because they kind of stink, and they got to throw the ball around a lot. I know they're doing all right. They're 1-3, and they beat the Cowboys, but I don't know what to tell you to do. Maybe Michael Wilson in a flex. Zach Ertz, tight end mandatory start. You got to play him for sure. Maybe the Cardinals defense? Oh, I can't believe I said that. Cincinnati favored by 3. Eric, late afternoon games, Philadelphia and the Rams.
Yeah, this should be actually a pretty good game, John. My man Cooper Kupp coming back. So Cooper Kupp's got to be in the trenches if he's out there. I assume he's coming back, but I think they announced Friday that he's coming back. Karen Williams, he's got to be in there. He's a running back number 2. Matthew Stafford, he's got to be in the trenches this week. I mean, he's got Nacua, Kupp, Atwell, Higbee. He's got a full lineup. So I like Matthew Stafford for a safe 20 fantasy points. Puka Nacua, I mean, after a 31, I mean, he's had some monster games these last 4 weeks. I expect those numbers to go down a little bit. Higbee, you know, you probably have better options, but he's good usually for 10 fantasy points. He's a safe tight end. And I'm benching that Rams defense. Going to the Philly side of the ball, we've got it every week. I've been really impressed with Swift this year. So you got to have Swift in the trenches, along with Brown and all the receivers.
Philadelphia favored by 4.5. Lyle, New York Jets, Denver Broncos. Wow.
Yeah. Well, after last week when Zach Wilson actually put a representative game on film, I mean, maybe there is a little bit of upside now to this Jets offense, but I'm still putting him on the bench. I'm not playing him in a standard league. Breece Hall, yeah, they're taking the kid's gloves off. They say that they're going to give him the ball. He's only had 8 touches per game in the last 3, though. I think I'm just going to put him in as an RB2 or a flex this week and roll the dice that Breece Hall gets the volume. Garrett Wilson, he's wide receiver 17 overall, so you're playing him. He's in the trenches, a solid wide receiver too. And I'm definitely playing that New York Jets defense against Denver. But Dalvin Cook and Alan Lazard and all the other pass-catching options for the Jets are on the bench. For the Broncos, Russell Wilson, he's quarterback 8 right now. But again, I am against this Jets defense. I am putting him on the bench. I think there's only 2 guys to put in the trenches this week for Denver. One's Cortland Sutton. He's been super steady, wide receiver number 25 overall, and he's getting you 11 fantasy points in all 4 games or more. So I think you play him safely as a wide receiver 3. And that's probably it. Jerry Jeudy is not getting it done. He's on the bench. I know they got a couple different running backs. Jaleel McLaughlin, it was a pickup that people are maybe going to think about suiting up this week. But I'm keeping him on the bench as well. I would probably play the – I know I can't do it. I won't play that Denver defense. Even they're pretty bad. So just playing Cortland Sutton pretty much.
This is the 1 week to play him. And then Sutton's going to draw Sauce Gardner. So it's going to be something out there this week. Chance of rain. Make this game better. Denver favored by 2. Justin, Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Swifties coming to town to take on the Vikings.
Yeah, there's a lot of names I need to say and not much about them that's needed. Patrick Mahomes in the trenches. Travis Kelce, Isaiah Pacheco. I won't play the Chiefs defense. And if you want to spice up your flex spot and make your life a little more exciting, flip a coin on Rashid Rice or Sky Moore. Throw one of them in the flex spot as well. And maybe you guess right. On the Minnesota side of the ball, kind of the same thing, right? Justin Jefferson in the trenches, Kirk Cousins, TJ Hockenson, Madison as a flex or an RB2. Again, there's not a lot of running back options, so you may be in a spot where you just kind of have to start him. And then flip a coin on Jordan Addison, and that's it.
Kansas City favored by 3.5. We reached out to Taylor Swift's people, and she has no comment on the show. All right, Sunday Night Football, Dallas Cowboys, San Francisco Giants. Well, this is, boy, what a throwback this is for an old guy like me back in the, even the early 80s, or then you go back to the 90s when this was always the game of the year. And pretty much whoever won this game, you could, you know, they were going to send him to the Super Bowl more than likely. I don't have that same feeling this year. At least San Francisco will probably be in the Super Bowl. I don't think Dallas has a chance. But nonetheless, this is going to be a great game for Sunday Night Football. Prescott, God, there's another one. I just don't know what to tell you to do against the Niners defense, who are just rock solid. But throw Prescott out there. You got to throw Pollard out there. You got to throw CeeDee Lamb out there. Brandon Cooks has been very not exciting this year. Michael Gallup is kind of turning into the number two, but I think it stops at CeeDee Lamb. Jake Ferguson has been a nice play for you at tight end, but just tight end mandatory start there. And then over to the 49ers. And then you got Dallas's defense, but Brock Purdy has been a top 12 quarterback this year. So give it a shot. Christian McCaffrey is doing Christian McCaffrey things. Of course, he's a running back one. Debo and Ayuk, I'm okay throwing them out there too. And certainly George Kittle. It's all the names you know. And just enjoy the game. San Francisco favored by 3.5. Monday Night Football, Eric. Green Bay, Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, this will go pretty quick here. Davante Adams, he's in there each and every week. And Josh Jacobs, they're your two starters for sure for Vegas. Garoppolo's going on the bench along with everybody else on that Vegas team. If you're smart like me, you got Jacobs on your squad for Puka Nacua because you had Cooper Kupp coming back. If you ain't trading, you ain't trying, right, John?
Right on.
And then so we're going to go to the Green Bay side of the ball. You know, I know Jordan Love actually having some really good numbers this year. He's an easy 18 to 20 fantasy points. I like him in the trenches. Aaron Jones, you know, make sure he's a go, you know, Monday night game. Aaron Jones is a safe running back number one or number two. Romeo Doubs, he's a sexy flex here, a wide receiver number two. And that's it in this game. I'm sitting A.J. Dillon if Aaron Jones plays. But if Aaron Jones for some reason sits, A.J. Dillon, he goes as a safe running back number two.
Vegas, favored by a point. And that is going to wrap up the Week 5 edition of the Fantasy Football Force. And we want to thank our sponsors. That's ACC Midwest Transportation, West Central Trophies, Rough Swings and Sports Bar, and the United States Marine Corps. If you missed any part of today's show, it's online at 941theloon.com or that free 94.1 The Loon app. We want to thank our producer, Nate Thomas, and for Eric LeBrotton, Justin Havemeyer, and Lyle Dickman. My name is John Jennings. We will see you next week for the Fantasy Football Foursome.